The Mishnah Masechta Nazir, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, quotes the opinion of the Chachamim that if someone accepts upon himself only some of the halachas of Naziris, it is the opinion of the Chachamim that the person still has to become a full-fledged Nazir. As the Gemara immediately points out, that is contrary to the opinion of Rav Shimon. Because Rav Shimon's opinion is that if somebody says, Hareini Nazir, so of course he's considered a full-fledged Nazir. But if somebody begins to specify the halachas of Naziris, he's only considered a Nazir if he accepts upon himself all of the halachas of a Nazir. Otherwise, he's not a Nazir at all. And the Gemara says, what is the basis for the machloikus of Rav Shimon and the Rabbanan? Rav Shimon says the Gemara bases his opinion on the fact that the Pasuk says, Mikol ha-shiyas migefen hayayin michartzanem vadzag, the fact that the Torah finds it necessary to detail chartzanim, zag, all of the specific grape products that a Nazir may not consume, to teach us that acceptance of Naziris is only when he accepted all of the details. The Rabbanon disagree, and the Gemara says, why? Because the Pasuk says, Miyayin v'sheicha yazir. It's enough that you just said yayin, without detailing all the various grape products. So the Gemara asks, what does Rav Shimon do with the Pasuk? On Miyayin v'sheicha yazir, from which the Rabbanon learn that even a partial acceptance of Hilchas Naziris makes you into a Nazir. Says the Gemara, he needs it to teach us less the Yayin Mitzvah ki Yayin Harishos. The Yayin Mitzvah is also just like Yayin Harishos. Ask the Gemara, Maihi, what does that mean? Says the Gemara, Kedusha v'Avdalta. It means Kiddush wine and Havdalah wine. Says the Gemara, Harei Mujbe v'Omra Olam Mihar Sinai. And here we have a very big machloikis, Tosfos and the Rosh versus the Mefarish, who's in the spot of Rashi on our Gemara, and the Miri. Tosfos and the Rosh learn the Gemara, B'loshim Bitmiya. The Gemara's question is, Harei Mujbe v'Omra Olam Mihar Sinai, is one obligated to drink Kiddush wine and Avdolah wine, that I need a Pasuk to tell me that a Nazir may not? A Nazir, there's no Chiv Daraisa to drink those wine. Why would I need a Pasuk to tell me that the Nazir is not allowed to drink that wine? That's how Tosfos and the Rosh learn. The other Rishonim, the Mefarish and the Meiri, learn just the opposite. They learn that the Gemara's question is, how can we say that a Nazir is not allowed to drink Kiddush wine or have Havdalah wine? Mujbe v'Omra v'Har Sinai. He has a chiv to drink that wine. And he has a chiv to drink that wine just because he accepted upon himself. Naziris does not excuse him from drinking Kiddush wine, Havdalah wine. So we have here a very fundamental machlokes Rashi, a very fundamental machlokes Rishonim. What is the halacha for a Nazir regarding drinking Kiddush wine? According to the Mefarshim Iri, even though one accepted upon himself Naziris, and normally, as we know, a Nazir may not drink grape products, that doesn't, Kiddush and Avdol, he's allowed to drink. According to Tosfos and the Rosh, of course he may not drink it, and there is no need even for a Pasuk to teach us that he's not allowed to drink it. So before we get into the topic of our shiur, which is primarily the subject of Kiddush wine, we need to understand this Gemara. The Brisker Rav asks a question. When we learned Masechta Nedarim, we learned that one of the fundamental differences between a Shvua and a Neder is that a Shvua is an Issa Gavra and a Neder is an Issa Heftza. And what does that mean? So as we explain, what that means is that if somebody makes a Shvua that he won't fulfill a mitzvah, that Shvua is not valid. If somebody makes a Shvua that he won't do a mitzvah, the Shvua is not valid because he already is Mujbe V'Oimid, who already has an obligation to fulfill that mitzvah. If someone has, however, makes a neder not to do a mitzvah, let's say somebody makes a neder that I won't put on tefillin, such an individual would still have to put on tefillin. For as we explained when we learned the Gemara Masechta Nedarim, the neder doesn't say that I'm excluding myself, I'm exempting myself from the mitzvah, which as we just said, one does not have that ability. He's saying, I'm not going to put on this pair of tefillin. I'm not going to sit in this sukkah. That doesn't mean you're exempting yourself from the mitzvah. You don't have to put on this pair of tefillin or that sukkah. So if, asked the Brisker Rav, as we discussed in a previous year, Naziris is a shvua. So how could one make a shvua that he won't put on, that he won't drink wine, if he's mujbe v'oimid, that he's obligated to drink wine? So how could he be a nazir? Says the Shagas Aryeh. From here we have a raya, as we discussed. In what category does naziris fall? Is it an issa shvua, an issa gavra? Is it a neder, which is an issa heftza? Is it, as other Rishonim suggest, a whole new category that a person is trying to put himself into a new matziv? And that matziv, that category of naziris, comes with certain halachas. It must be the Rashi can't learn, says the Shagas Aryeh, that naziris is a shvua. For if naziris were a shvua, he's already mujbe v'oimid, according to Rashi, to have to drink wine of Kiddush. You can't make a shvua of naziris to exempt yourself. Another question that I saw that the Tumim asks is, the Rif quotes a Yerushalmi. The Rif quotes a Yerushalmi that if somebody makes a shvua that he won't eat matzah all year, he's not allowed to even eat matzah on the night of Pesach. At first glance, it's a difficult Yerushalmi. Because we just said, if you can't make a shvua to exempt yourself from an obligation in the Torah. So if there's an obligation for us to eat matzah on the night of Pesach, how could you make a shvua not to eat matzah and not eat matzah on Pesach by night? Explains the Yerushalmi that if somebody makes a shvua that he won't eat matzah Pesach by night, that shvua is not chal. As we just explained, he's mujbe v'oimid that he has to eat matzah. But let's say it's months before Pesach and somebody makes a neder, makes a shvua not to eat matzah. His shvua had nothing to do with Pesach. Pesach will be part of the year. And therefore, the halacha is that the shvua is chal. So the Tumim is saying that a shvua that's not made to specifically exempt one from a mitzvah, even though as a result of the shvua, one will be parted from the mitzvah, is not considered a shvua levatal as a mitzvah. So says the Tumim, and our Gemara as well. We're going to have to say, according to Rashi, that it's not a situation where one is standing Friday afternoon and he accepts upon himself to be a nazir. Because if one is standing Friday afternoon and accepts himself to be a nazir, If according to Rashi, there's a chiyuv d'oraisa to make kiddush on wine Friday night, you're mushbev oimati make kiddush on wine, and you can't accept the nazirus that will exempt you. We must be speaking, says the Tumim, about an individual who made such a shvua at the beginning of the week that he's going to be a nazir. And as the Gemara teaches us on Daf Hey, minimum nazirus is 30 days. So then Shabbos is going to come. But since his nazirus was not specifically directed to Friday night, it's not considered that he was going against what he is mujbe v'oymed to make kiddush. I saw that the close of the Rebbe in the Shalos HaTshuvos, Divrei Yatziv, Chelek Arachaim Simen Ches, asks a different question. If this person made, accepted upon himself a Naziris, and now he won't be able to drink the Kiddush wine Friday night, Avdolah Noayim Motzoi Shabbos, so why don't we force him to be matir his Naziris? So he answers that also, as we learned in Masecht and the Dorim, a neder mitzvah ain shalom aleihem, and this clearly is in the category of a neder mitzvah, this person who accepted upon himself Naziris, and therefore, since he's in such a category, therefore, suggesting to him to be matan neder is not something that we want to do. But going back to the beginning of our shiur. At the beginning of the shiur, we discussed the very fundamental machloikas rishonim, the mefarish and the meiri, versus toisus and the rosh, if another drinks kiddush wine. According to the mefarish and meiri, even though another is prohibited from all grape products, kiddush wine is not included. The Taisus and the Rosh disagree. Taisus, the Rosh, other Rishonim, ask many very obvious questions on Rashi. There's a machlokes if making Kiddush is a chiyuv d'oraisa. If one looks in the Bir Halacha, in Arachayim, Simen Resh Ayin Aleph, he'll see a long discussion on this question. But ask the Rishonim that even if we'll say that it's a mitzvah midaraisa to make Kiddush over wine, drinking the wine is only midrabanan. So how could the Meiri, the Mefarish, say that the Nazir should drink wine? It doesn't prevent him from being mekayim the mitzvah deraisa, and he doesn't have to drink the wine. Drinking the wine is only midrabanan. The Shita takes this a step further. He says, even if we'll say that one has to drink the Kiddush wine, there is no obligation for everybody to drink the wine. One of the people could drink the wine. So therefore ask the Shita that the Nazir could discharge his obligation by reciting Kiddush and giving the wine to someone else to drink, or by listening to someone else recite the Kiddush on his behalf. The Shita says there's certainly no chiv deraisa for everybody who listens to the Kiddush to drink the Kiddush wine. The Shagas Arya asks a different question. He says that even if we'll say that this Nazir is alone, and we'll say that it's a mitzvah deraisa to drink Kiddush wine, one fulfills his obligation by drinking Moloi Lugmav, a cheek full of wine, which is approximately 2 to 3 ounces. Whereas the minimum amount of wine for which a Nazir gets Malkus is a Revius, which is about 4 to 5 ounces. So even if the Nazir is making a Neder, he could make Kiddush, drink Moloi Lugmav, and he'll have been Yoitza Kiddush, and not violated his Naziris. But the way the Mefarish and the Meiri explained the Gemara, the Gemara is not making that type of condition. The Gemara is saying that a Nazir could drink Kiddush wine. And then the Rishonim asked that even if we'll have a discussion, if Kiddush wine is a Deraisa, Havdalah is certainly a Derabbanan. So the Divrei Shaul gives, everybody has this problem, and that's why, as we said, most Rishonim do not agree with the Mefarish and the Meiri. Most Rishonim are of the opinion that a Nazir does not drink Kiddush wine and certainly not Havdalah wine. The Divrei Shaul attempts to say some sort of a mahalach in Rashi. He says that even if one is not obligated to drink Kiddush wine, or even if one is only obligated to drink Meloy Logmav, he has to say Kiddush over a cup of wine, according to the Mefarish, that is Royal Shtia, suitable for drinking. So according to the Mefarish, if the Naziris were to take effect on the Kiddush wine, it prevents the Nazir from filling the mitzvah of Kiddush. Because even if he'll be allowed to drink a Meloy Lugmav, or he'll give the wine to another person to drink, he's not fulfilling the mitzvah, since this cup of wine is not a whole cup. The entire cup, according to the Mefarish, has to be a cup that the person who's reciting Kiddush over. It still doesn't answer the question about Havdalah.